Census 1234 invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Peter Rosethorne.
So now the Indonesians really hate us. How can we make things right? I don't know, would some uranium help? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Get This. We somehow managed to get one in. Can you believe that?
I can, Tony.
You're still eating.
I am.
We are going to air.
Sorry.
Let's greet our co-host for today. Peter Rosethorne is here. Peter.
Absolute pleasure to be here, my friends. Nice work, Al. Sorry off the bat. Munch it on the sandwich. Lovely. Look, I'm in a great mood this morning. I'm just coming off the peak of actually seeing myself on Family Feud last night.
What happened there? You've been...
Well, I committed career suicide, basically, and I chose to be on Celebrity Family Feud sometime middle of last week.
But do you have to go in with your family? What the hell does that work?
No, I go in with B-grade celebrities, Tone.
All right,
and,
who was there?
Well, I'm dare I push it that high to B-grade. But I went on for the love of Bert, and clearly shouldn't have. Oh, I'm watching it back. My son said, "What are you doing in that show?" And I said, "I don't know, son." It's been a serious mistake.
Paying for your shoes.
Didn't even get paid, I don't think. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I should say that. But lovely to be here because I listened yesterday. Shocking.
Really?
On a national level, shocking.
On a national level?
Yeah.
On a regional level, just passable.
Would have been fine.
Yeah,
but city to city, coast to coast, across Australia.
Yeah.
Didn't cut the mustard.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
And
pleasure to be here.
We had a lot of people calling up saying that Ed's microphone was too low. Can you just give us a test?
Ed, he's already out there.
Here I am. One, two, how's that bear?
Oh, doesn't matter how it sounds in here.
Yeah.
No, it's the ghost studio. Isn't it? Studio of faults.
It is the haunted studio. Yeah. Welcome aboard. But I just want to say, let's, you know, crank him up a couple of notches if you could, Beer, because I don't want people to think there was a guy who used to do a show on Triple M years ago who always had everyone else on his show a little bit lower, a couple of notches down. And he's no longer with us.
Well, you don't know.
Now, Family Feud. So Bert's in there. What is the whole experience like? What do you get, free stuff?
No free stuff. And first up, you get nominated your dressing room. So you got to scale the dressing rooms to see who you're with.
Right.
I was with Phelpsy.
Phelpsy.
I was happy with Phelpsy. A, you were sober, so I knew you wouldn't get
there
that.
There you go.
In.
No open bar.
No open bar. I was happy with that. Pauline Hanson was going to share a room with Denise Scott.
Oh, right.
And,
well, she's white, so that would work.
Scotty's political agenda and Pauline Hanson's are quite opposite.
Oh, okay.
And she came into my dressing room saying, I can't go in there.
Put that to air. Make that the feud.
Bring the cameras into the dressing room.
But what you're experiencing is this new phenomenon that people are talking about. You basically can't go on TV now unless you're willing to dance for the organ grinder.
That's right.
There's no shows for comedians doing comedy. You've got to be the brainiest comedian. You've got to be the skating comedian, dancing comedian.
What are there you, it is.
What did you put your finger up there when
well,
I said?
Well, tomorrow.
Skating?
I'm going to have a test skate for the Torvald and Dean experience, which is coming up to 9 later in the year.
What is that?
Well, it's on ice. I'm not sure what it is. And Torvald and Dean are involved.
BC
Great Celebrities.
Okay.
And once again, my name, top of the list.
Peter, what's going on? I got called up to do something called Comedy Temptation.
Yes.
And Ugly Dave Gray was in there. I think I was going to be between Ugly Dave Gray and Julia Morris. So it was going to be a Gurnathon. And I couldn't do it because the host is Ed Phillips. And I have a bizarre kind of... Well, it's not a feud with Ed Phillips. But years ago on The Late Show, it's on one of our videos, where Mick Malloy and myself did this thing where we went and heckled people in the workplace.
Right. I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we went to the Triple M studios and Ed was on air. And we just before we did it, we said, Ed, we're just going to burst in on you. Just go with it. And we went outside and just before the camera's about to roll off, gone, I need a sort of a funny DJ name for him. So I'll call him Laughing Ed Phillips.
Right.
So I've gone, we're standing outside the studio of Laughing Ed Phillips and we've burst in. That's been on video for years. And every time I see him, he's angrier and angrier about it. Thanks for Laughing Ed Phillips, mate. Yeah, I've never been known as Laughing Ed. Thanks very much. People are yelling it from cars now. Great. Nah, thank you. So I've gone, gee, that would have been an ugly episode of Temptation. But anyway, look, we're all doing it. Ed, are you being approached as a result of yesterday to do any of these shows?
No.
What skill have you? Eating with the stars, perhaps.
Out-eat, you know, Julia Morris, I reckon. No, nothing. Nothing yet, Tony. Right. I'm still trying to get those free tickets to the Socceroos, though.
Right, okay. See how he's worked out how radio functions already, Peter? Trying to get free tickets,
stuff. Of course. The reason I'm guesting in the first week here, I would have presumed there would have been some fresh gear.
Well, do you want to stick around and try and boot this thing home with us, Peter?
Not particularly, but I will.
All right.
There's some free stuff at the end, possibly.
We'll get this in just a moment. That's REM, Man on the Moon, here at Get This on Triple M. Peter Rosethought is our co-host today and doing a bit of air guitar.
Yeah, I finished the power chord tone.
Very nice. Mm. You know what that is? What is it? That's piss farting around.
Yeah, probably.
That's what... And did you hear what happened, Ed, with our ads yesterday?
Censored.
Censored. We were running ads in all the newspapers around the country for this show, and we had the phrase piss farting around. And they changed it to falling around.
Well, that's a poor sort of double. It's a poor, you know, match, isn't it?
That's an example of double crossing words.
Double crossings.
As that man said yesterday. But get this, the Adelaide Advertiser kept the piss farting around. Give him a round beer. How's that?
I'll give him a two.
The Advertiser. Good on you, Adelaide.
That city has its finger on the pulse.
Yep. There you go. They love a piss fart around over there. And, of course, as we pointed out, you know, really, is it more offensive to run piss farting around than pictures of the Prime Minister copulating? Have you seen the cartoon?
I actually haven't seen it.
That's the one there of the Prime Minister around the back of Alexander Downer. That's the one that's threatened to start a war.
Oh, it's quite nice.
With our northern neighbours. You like that, do you?
I'd blow it up.
And that's the response of the Australian. So.
Which is good, too.
Yeah.
Lovely colour.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Exactly. You know, do you think this is going to escalate? Do you think when will the cartoon wars, end? Where will it take us?
They keep on going because then Mad will get involved. We'll have one of those fantastic centre foldy things, which I've always loved.
The fold out,
yeah, the fold out.
You like the fold out?
What is it this week? It's a vase.
It was always a vase. So what we do is we just go through the big stories here, and obviously that's the big one.
That is enormous.
But, of course, the real big story is, and this could be a job for you on the telly, who is going to be the new host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Mm. Gee, I'm surprised I haven't got a call. I really am. You're smiling Ed Phillips can be the... Laughing Ed Phillips can be the host.
We're just making it worse with Ed Phillips. Smiling. He's going to get smiling now. Thanks a lot, buddy. I've never smiled in my life.
You can't be laughing all the time as a quiz show host. Only smiling.
Listen to who the contenders are. Yeah. Richard Wilkins.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Wilkins, host of Dux Flux.
Dux Flux.
I grew up in New Zealand and he was called Richard Wilde.
Was he?
He was a pop star.
He was a singer.
Yeah, no, I don't know which one is his real name, but he was called Richard Wilde. He hosted the afternoon shows on TV, the cartoons for the kids, and he put out new romantic style singles. And he was called Richard Wilde. Then he moved to Australia and became Richard Wilkins.
Were they big hits? With his songs big hits?
I don't think they were. I'm not even sure if they were released. They were, I think he just played them on his own show. But really, is that someone you want hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Someone who's lying about their name?
Ooh, that'll be music questions.
Yeah, they will be. And, hopefully they'll be better than those questions he bails people up with on the red carpet or the Oscars. Did you see that? So I didn't see it this year, but someone told me that he was interviewing Will Ferrell. Yeah. Who's, you know, we love Will Ferrell.
Hilarious.
Out the front of the Oscars. And he's in the middle of talking to Will Ferrell and he's gone, hang on, do you mind if I just go and talk to Will Smith?
He's standing right behind him.
He's spotted a bigger name.
He bobbed him off. And I think they went with it anyway.
But, yeah, the leading contenders for the new millionaire host are, of course, Richard Wilkins and Melbourne talkback radio demagogue Neil Mitchell.
Oh, this is a friendly place.
Yeah, is that good?
Very warm. Very warm, man.
So he'll ask a question and then he'll just go, what do you think?
Give us a call.
What do you reckon? But, look, and another big issue that I want to talk about is, of course, tax cuts. Does everyone here feel like a tax cut?
Oh, definitely I do.
Because Peter Costello has been, he's been handed some kind of report, which is, the rumour is, it's going to be full of just tax cuts for really rich people.
Yep. That helps us, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to get to the bottom of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Because we're going to cross live now to a press conference with Peter Costello.
Mr. Costello, is it true that this report contains recommendations of tax reductions for the big end of town?
Oh, look, I'm not going to speculate as to what might or might not be in that report. Sure, there could be recommendations about the big end, as you put it, or there might not be. Let's wait and see.
Mr. Costello, is it true that you've given the Prime Minister an ultimatum about when he should retire and hand the job over to you?
Oh, look, that's a matter for the Prime Minister. I'm not going to speculate about whether he's going to, you know, hand over the reins within a decent civil period of time, or whether he's just going to hang in there for, year after year after year after year, well beyond what any reasonable person would consider an appropriate period of time in which to reward someone who's put in so many years of service for so little return. I mean, you know, I'm not going to talk about that. I can't believe you asked me.
Can I ask, is it true that you were deeply offended by that cartoon of John Howard and Alexander Downer copulating in the Indonesian newspaper the other day?
Oh, look, you know, that's a matter for speculation. I'm not going to sit here and indulge that. I mean, you know, whether or not I looked at that picture and thought that, yeah, it should have been me being taken roughly from behind by the Prime Minister. I mean, you know, that's a matter for the cartoonists. I mean, you know, whether it's a fantasy of mine to be, you know, the recipient of the Prime Minister's man love, to be, you know, treated like a rag doll upon the fount of his tumescence, or, you know, held lovingly in his tender embrace just long enough to catch one's breath before embarking on, you know, another exhausting session of gymnastic carnal exertions, leaving one, you know, completely spent upon the floor of the upper house. I don't think that would be appropriate for me to comment on such matters. You know, let's just wait and see what happens on budget night.
That'd be Santana and Stephen Tyler here at Get This. Peter Rosethorne providing visual accompaniment for all the songs today. And sorry about Peter Costello's language. I find that thoroughly unacceptable.
That is not poor form.
No, talking about man love at this time of the morning, simply not appropriate.
Some of the images. Right.
Yeah. We were just in the breaks. Have you cited Tony Mockbell? People all over Australia are... It's the latest craze. Find Tony Mockbell.
I have several ugly friends, and I thought there have been him a couple of times.
Right.
But I haven't actually spotted the real guy. I feel a little bit of, you know, danger for him.
Yeah. I love how he's just been sentenced. You know, he's not there. It's irrelevant to the sentencing process. He doesn't even have to show up.
When he gets back, though.
It says, I mean, this is in the weekend. Justice Gillard said the convicted drug dealer's absence was not relevant. It's neither here nor there.
I wonder if there's a little jail cell set aside for him in the jails that was just his name on it.
Reserved. But it's just, I love how... you know, obviously, you know, he's a man who's well, now been convicted of an enormous drug importation scheme. Mm. He's linked to you know, murders, possibly, allegedly. It's not somebody we really need to keep an eye on. He's just let him go. He's an honesty bar system. He'll just come in if he wants to the police station.
Well, how's he going to do on the Central Coast? No one will know.
Not really a flight risk. There's no need to keep an eye on him.
Well, he's left. He's fled. Lifetime jail in the offing, and he's gone. You're joking. Bloody hell, slipped through the net.
Marcus. Now, you were listening yesterday, and how do you think we're going to go here, Peter, with Ed panelling the show?
Ed, I think, although the vibrations are excellent from Ed as a person, he really gives up a lot. In terms of skill level, quite poor, because I think if you're going to operate your own microphone, you probably should have the level up.
Okay.
So you could let yourself be heard you know, by the people of Australia, Ed.
Look, I'm not the first person to make that mistake, and I won't be the last.
Well, I think you were the first person to make that mistake.
We should point out that Ed is 7 feet tall.
Yeah, he's a massive
and
man.
Could snap us both like twigs.
Oh, yeah, he probably will, Adam.
And never stops eating. Just eating right now.
Got a sandwich.
How come you're not really fat?
Because I fidget. Fidgeting is the best exercise. It is. And like you, Tony, I'm quite fidgety.
So. I'm hyperactive.
You are.
I'm hyperactive, but I have the highest recorded iron levels in the country. So the high iron and the hyperactivity keep me in, like, they fight each other. Yeah. And a normal person is the end result, apparently.
Thus we have balance.
There you go.
Who is the previous record holder of iron before you?
The previous record holder died on the tennis court and was found to be completely made of metal. But I am actually serious about the iron. It's in my book, Lolly Scramble, not yet on the tables out the front of the bookshop.
Lolly Scramble.
Give it about a month.
And, your childhood memoir.
They keep saying childhood memoir, but that's only the first bit. You know what it means? It means that they've only read the start of the book. But it does talk about how I am literally Australia's Iron Man. Have a look, Peter. This is what the Iron Man looks like.
Put now, you and Trevor Handy together.
But let's get back to Ed because we're letting him just panel this one break. The Bears looking very nervous. Mm. So, look, it's time to go to an ad break. And
check this out.
Watch this. Here we go. Yeah. What are you doing?
Give it another
that
crack
is here. The button.
That's not working.
No,
the Bears not going to help you out. You're on your own here, buddy.
Oh, God. That's a debacle.
Do you want me to help you with this, Ed?
Yeah.
Here's what you do. I brought this in. One of these shakers.
Hang on.
Peter, could you could you pass that shaker over to Ed?
Thanks, mate. Thanks, Peter. Could you just, now it's beeping at me.
Just, have you got the shaker, Ed?
Yep, I got my shaker.
Okay, just give it a shake. All right. Yeah. Very nice. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just join you on the bongos.
That'd be nice.
Here we go. All right. Yeah. Slide that.
We're currently experiencing technical difficulties on Triple M. Probably because Ed really has no f***ing idea what he's doing and completely bullshitted his way through the initial interview. I mean, it's quickly become apparent he did not mix the last three Radiohead albums. Or maybe it's just because we're broadcasting from the Haunted Studio. Anyway, we'll return to Get This in just a moment. Oh, excuse me.
Gobbo. Yeah, it's going quite well for a first week. What? Well, this is just the kind of music they'd use under a breakdown announcement. Really? Losing the under 35. Yeah, okay, mate. No, you know what you're doing.
Currently experiencing technical difficulties on Triple M. Get this.
More sensible talk.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
Oh, look, it's Get This. It's going out live to air right around the nation with...
Soul. You said there was going to be a song.
Yeah, we're just queuing one up. We just want to find one that you can do a few power chords to.
Is it from the 90s?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping it's not Supertramp. The show is, of course, brought to you by Census 1234. And if you want to know what that's all about, there's lots of things you can win. Go to www.triplem.com.
I find them very effective for census people.
Yes.
I call the 1234.
What have you done there?
Well, they give you the address and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, like, days gone by, they wouldn't give you the address.
That's true. No. And it's...
You go, no, can't. You have the number, no address.
It's also an actual person, too, that you're speaking to.
Which is nice.
That's not going to last, is it, really?
And a lot of them sound quite Australian.
Oh, there you go. What a treat. Hey, we've got to talk about the new laws that could prevent telemarketers from being able to call you at your house. Wouldn't that be a fantastic situation? Just imagine that, a bold new future. Let's talk about that next here on Get This. Thank you very much, Queen, here at Get This on Triple M right around the nation. Peter Rosethorne is the co-host sitting in with Ed and myself this morning. Peter, Kath and Kim, I mean, what's going on? How has your life changed? I mean, are you incredibly famous down your way now?
I get a lot of pretty from cousin Carl. Which is nice. It's like you're constantly at the Grand Prix.
I used to get people yelling lines from bar jars at me. Where's me bloody Dim Sims? And then since Cracker Jack came out, people yell "Livin' La Vida Boggera" to me all the time. But you know, it could be worse. That's what I say.
Oh, absolutely. And I just—it's been really, really nice because people are really nice to you.
Yeah,
all the time.
And I guess the question is there going to be more? Are you allowed to say anything? Is there a confidentiality clause in place?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't say anything.
Don't know.
Okay. Is it going to go? I'm expecting that, you know, shows like that, event, I always say, you know, remember when Are You Being Served had to go on a holiday in Spain for a year because that's where shows go. I mean, is that where it's, he's looking at me like lawyers are going to step in.
No, but like, I'm more than happy to do, you know, Kath and Kim go to Hawaii, you know, Brady Bunch style, that sort of thing would be fantastic.
On Gilligan's Island. With the Harlem Globetrotters.
Let's hope so.
That could be great. Right. And hey, I've seen your bonce on the ads for this new show that Working Dog are getting up.
Ah, The Door Show.
The Door Show. Is that what people are calling it?
That's what I call it. I can never remember the name of it. The guy says The Door on the end. Oh, it's The Door Show,
Thank God you're here.
Thank God you're here.
But it'll just be called The Door Show. which will infuriate the people in the Australian Doors show touring round.
Doing the exhibitions have been ruined.
Can I say something quickly about the Doors here?
Yeah. Well, the band, the Doors?
Yeah. I know this guy who loved the Doors so much, he wanted to get a Doors tattoo.
Yeah.
So he took the video cover into the tattoo parlour. So he ended up with a Val Kilmer tattoo.
Oh, ouch. Oh, that's before.
It really looks like Val Kilmer.
I wouldn't mind a Val Kilmer tattoo if it was Val Kilmer as Nick Rivers from Top Secret. Yeah, no, that's the only Val Kilmer tattoo
it's acceptable.
Skeet surfing. But okay, what's that about? Can you not say anything at all? Tom Gleisner's going to be here tomorrow to explain it all.
Tom will explain it all beautifully, but just to actually do the show, because they basically chuck you in an outfit and some sort of costume. It's a costume. So, I mean, you can kind of pick what you are some of the time, but most of the time you have no idea what the situation being led into is going to be.
Right.
So they just literally chuck you into a door and there's a group of actors in there who kind of feed you questions and you improvise your way through a scene. But it's really great fun to do. It's hilarious fun to do. Right. I love it. I really love it a lot.
That starts on Wednesday.
It starts on Wednesday at 7:30.
So you might just be thrown through a door and find yourself on a radio program with a bloke with a lot of newspaper articles.
This is exactly the same.
No real idea what's going on.
In fact, probably... You know less than the actors know.
Right.
This is more out of control than the other one.
Here's an article that a lot of people have been pointing out. I'm just trying to find it. About the... telemarketing. Don't you hate it when people call up? I screen all my calls anyway at home because of deep-seated family problems.
use the machining method. Via the machine.
But it's... do you get the telemarketers calling you, Peter?
Yeah, look, I'm by nature a polite person.
Right.
So I have... It's taken me years, literally years, to actually say, look, no, I can't do this now.
Right.
Because there's other things going on. And I'm bored. I don't like hearing your voice. And I don't like the questions. And I don't know where you are. And I don't know why you're doing it to me. Why have you chosen me? So I just go, no, not now. And I don't even bother with excuses. I just hang up.
Hang up on them. Mm. What about you, Ed? What's your approach?
I just hang up. But my mum feels sorry for them. So she does the surveys every time.
Feel sorry for them sitting in a sweatshop booth on the other side of the world.
So she lies. Like if they say, have you had a windscreen replaced in the last 3 months? She'll say, oh, yes. Yes. Just to help them out.
Okay. Well, let's find out what is the best way to deal with them. The reason I brought this up is because there's good news. Australians will be able to block out annoying telemarketing calls under a plan tipped by the federal government when they've finished rutting each other in dingo costumes. They're going to introduce the national Do Not Call register, which you'll be able to put your name on it. And if someone from a telemarketing company calls you up, their company will be fined between $40,000 and $220,000. $20 in gold and cash.
Do you get the money?
I'd like to think so.
Do you get a cut?
It's fantastic. What a great idea. Oh, look, that's fantastic. But in the meantime, so really it's the party's about to be over for the telemarketers.
Do you reckon it works for friends as well? We can get your name down just to some friends and just tip it over.
Mate, I told you not to call. That's 40 grand.
Cough it up, fella.
Well, let's find out in the meantime what the listeners do to deal with the telemarketers. We want to hear from you. Give us a call because we're playing Talkback Mountain. I have no idea what that was.
It's an alarm bell waking a goat at the end.
Is that what it is? What other show gives you that? Give us a call at Get This. The number is 1-333-53. That's live here at Get This with The River. And, well, Peter Rosesort is with us. Ed's on board. His microphone's turned up properly today.
I just tried to check the time. There's no clock in the studio of ghosts.
The studio of ghosts. Live from the studio of ghosts. Well, you're wrong because it's not, it's actually Talkback Mountain. It's time to get climbing, and today we're discussing telemarketers. The party's about to be over for them. The government's going to introduce the Do Not Call register, and they'll be fined if your name's on the register. Get your name on there, and then only the government will be able to call you up. Let's see what the listeners do. I think first up, we've got Kel. Are you there, Kel?
Yeah, how you going, Tony?
Not bad. Say hello to Peter and Ed.
G'day, Pete. G'day, Ed. How you going?
G'day, Kel.
What about a greeting for the bear?
Oh, g'day, bear.
Our producer, Nicky's here.
Nicky, how are you two, mate? All right?
And, of course, Katie on the phones.
Katie, How are you? All right, mate?
All right, that's all we've got time for. Thanks, Kel. Now, Kel, what do you do to deal with the telemarketers?
My wife does it, mate. When they ring up, because we've got a silent number, she asks them, how do they get our number to start with? And they usually can't answer a question there. She goes to them, well, listen, give me your telephone number and I'll call you up in the middle of dinner and see how you like it.
Oh, that's always good. That's very effective. I think Jerry Seinfeld might be the originator of that concept, but it's a beauty. And what do they say?
Well, they don't know what to say. Because they end up, like, she ends up telling the, dick off.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that is what the phrase you were wanting to use.
No, it wasn't, mate.
But glad that you're being sensitive to our Adelaide listeners. Good on you. All right, Kel, that's a beauty.
Thanks, mate.
And certainly one people can use. I think John is on the line. John, are you there?
Yeah, good morning to all.
Where are you calling?
Nice work, John.
Where are you?
Calling from Blacktown, mate.
Oh, what's happening in Blacktown? Nice.
Not a lot. Just work.
Okay. Do the telemarketers get to you there?
They certainly do, mate. They ring up at least three times a day.
Three what? Times?
So what I do is I'll say, hang on, I'll get the bill payer for you and just leave them on hold for about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's the way. Just leave them waiting.
Talk to themselves.
And when you come back, are they still there?
After 5 minutes, they're still there, but after the 10th, they're normally gone.
That's a very effective technique. These are all great ones to use.
Yeah, not bad.
Pete, are you there? I think we've got Pete. Are you there, Peter?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, where am I calling from? Thornbury. Yeah.
Thornbury?
Yeah.
In Melbourne. What's the big news there?
Well, I just tell them, and they ask, how are you? And I just said, oh, well, I just left hospital with my leg amputated.
Go for guilt. Well done.
But the thing is, that was it was Terps night, and it was the Thursday or the Friday. I've told them this. On Monday, they bring me up and ask me, how was I?
That's nice.
Very convincing.
Oh, yeah.
And have you really had your leg amputated?
No, I don't. Well, did you tell them the honest truth of everything?
What did you say when they called back and asked how it was? What did you say then? Did you fess up? Did you say
no, I was stunned, actually. I just hung up. Work in reverse.
And I got him. For beauty.
And Pete, can I ask, what are you doing? What's on the cards for you for the rest of the day?
What's on the cards for me?
Yeah.
Oh, just waiting for a phone call for some work.
Oh, okay.
And cool then.
What sort of work are you chasing?
I'm in the building caper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I'm quite content the way it is.
There's always telemarketing, mate.
Get on a plane, visit foreign climes, and pester people while the going's good. I think we've got, thank you very much, Peter Thornbury. Hey. Have we got, is Katie on the line? You there, Katie?
Yes, good morning. My name's Katie. I'm calling from K&D Bright Communications. Have I called you at a convenient time?
How did you get this number?
Oh, you were out giving it on the radio. I thought this is the best time to get you guys.
Look, Peter's just had his leg amputated. Yeah. I've got to go and do something else.
But I have a really great deal, guys. It'll only take a few minutes.
Yeah, well. What's the great deal?
Well, look, I'm in a communications plan. I can roll it all into one for you. I can just give it to you for $100 a month, and especially you, Tone, because I love your show.
Yeah. Mm. Keep going, Katie. Yeah. It's actually Katie who does the calls on this program. Sorry, I just want to see how much...
You weren't meant to go that far. That's
I just fantastic. Want to see how much material she's got.
Very good at that.
Hey, Katie.
Yes?
Thanks for taking part.
That's okay. That's the last time. My script was only two lines long. That's improv. And
do you want to throw to the ads for us?
You are listening to Get This on Triple M.
Get This. I like to hear all the nice Nickelback.
For Census 1234 on Triple M.
It's Get This, the program where we love to talk over the front of the songs till the vocals come in.
How long have we got for this one?
I think we've only got a couple more seconds.
Oh, I know the song, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know when to stop talking? Is it about now?
No, a couple of seconds.
Think so? That's Melissa Etheridge winding us up here at Get This right around the nation. Peter Rosethorne has been sitting in this morning.
It's been a pleasure, my friends.
Nice, you know, lovely to have you.
I'm glad it's finished. It's nearly finished.
It's been a pleasure, but, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah, it's getting creepy long.
What did you think of Ed's work today?
Ed's?
Yeah.
Ed was, I think, it's an improvement from yesterday.
Yeah.
I think his panelling technique is improving. I think I wasn't here yesterday to actually watch the panelling technique. But it's nice to see the panicky yippy face he has on, because he does panic quite a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's always good on radio, a bit of panic.
Yeah, for sure.
Keeps
but I think, yeah, good luck to you, Ed.
Thanks, mate.
I won't be back, but good. I presume that you'll push on regardless.
What about your mum? Did she give you any notes, Ed?
Yeah, she just... actually, no, my flatmate, Chris,
yeah,
He wanted me to mention that he's the greatest lover who's ever lived.
Yeah. On the show. It was important to get that out before a national audience.
That's all he wanted.
And do you any evidence supplied to back up this claim?
He says it.
That's enough for me.
You told me he lives on Hungry Jack's. That certainly sounds like a Casanova.
Hungry Jack's in love.
Hey, look, just a few,
bits of paper.
That's the whole show, basically. Listen to this, Peter. I mean, nudist burnt by naked flame. Yep. This happened on the weekend. A naked man suffered burns to one-fifth of his body when he tried to burn a spider at a New South Wales nudist resort on the weekend. The Sydney man, 46, tried to kill what he thought was a funnel web spider by pouring petrol down its burrow and lighting it with a match.
Yep.
The fuel exploded, scorching his legs and buttocks. Is that a sensible piece of behaviour? Would you tackle a funnel web with a flamethrower in such a way?
Problem number one, nudist. He's a nudist. There's always problems there.
Well, how does a nude person get a can of petrol? You're at a nudist camp. You've basically got nowhere even for your car keys.
See where the petrol is. Who's got the can? Oh, I had it. I used it last night.
Where do you keep the matches? Where are the matches? Russell Crowe, of course, he's been producing the odd naked flame in concert. He's been lighting up. Have you heard about this?
No,
people in New Zealand were furious when he just lit up a ciggy during a concert at the Auckland Casino.
Was he
on with his band, The Ordinary Fear of God. I think he was on Melbourne last night, lit up four cigarettes during the show. People are not happy.
He smoke when he's on stage?
Well, you think, what's happened
he's
to rock and roll?
Oh, I'm with Crowe.
You should be able to, should be able to pour a can of petrol down a funnel web's burrow on stage.
You can do that. You can light a cigarette for sure.
They want him to stop the concert and go and stand out the front. That's what they want him to do in between numbers. See, and what else? I should just mention the Logie nominations have come out. Did you hear we were talking about yesterday? Five Logie hosts. Have you been asked to be a Logie host yet?
I have not. So, geez, I feel ashamed that I haven't been.
What have you been asked to do? Family Feud?
Family
Feud. Is that continuing tonight? Can people see that?
Oh, it's all week, yeah. But I won't be until next Thursday on Friday, so I miss out for a while. Have a bit of a quiet time.
Okay.
But I really did it for Bert, because I like Bert so much. He's a lovely man, Bert.
We all love Bert, and you just go let him host the Logies. That's true. Be the Bert Logie.
He doesn't want to do it, I don't think.
There's five of them.
He doesn't want to get kicked. Everyone's going to get kicked. Now we're going to kick five of them at once.
Got Rove, they've
Let's
got
get them.
Daryl, Lisa McCune, and I don't know, whoever's doing the Test Lotto numbers is going to be up there. And, of course, all the nominations are in the paper, but vying for the title of Outstanding New Talent is...
Deeksy?
New Test Talent? Lotto.
I was trying to think of the Test Lotto numbers. It's Deeksy, I think.
I love... I'm not sure if Deeksy's heard in all states, but in Victoria... He's famous for saying, JB, you've done it again. And it's a real, as I was speaking to Pete Smith about it once, because Pete's, our favourite voiceover man, and he, likes to critique the others, and he was listening to Deeksy's, JB read, and he's going, Deeksy, so many brain-snapping bargains, so little time. Because if you listen, he has to do that thing, JB, you've done it again, and he has to clip the N in again. It's a really hard thing to do. JB, you've done it again. You have to snip it right off there.
Sorry, I did interrupt you.
No, that's how the show works, Peter. That's pretty much all it is. Best New Talent, Chris Lilley, of course.
He'll get that. Yeah.
We Can Be Heroes, Adam Hill, Spicks and Specks, Cat Stewart in Supernova.
That's a good category.
Someone from sports, I don't know who that is. And but this is the one I want to win. Heath Franklin in the Ronnie Johns show, who does that Chopper Reed impression.
Oh, very good.
That's like the best thing on TV,
that's
don't you reckon?
Good at the moment, yeah.
I could just watch that all night.
Mm.
So if you're a Get This listener and you've got a Logie for him, get behind that bloke.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't really rave about the whole... I mean, it's a good show, but, that to me is the...
It's the best bit.
The jewel in the crown.
Yeah.
And Chris was... Oh, Chris was on last year, Chris Lilley.
Chris Lilley, that was a great show too, but that Chopper Reed bloke, excellent.
Very good. Very good,
hey, because we've got Peter Rosen, just hit the end music there if you could, Bear. You used to do something on your old show, The Friday Shout, which was the highlight of my week, Peter. You used to wrap up the whole program. Do you reckon you can do that? What happened today on Get This?
Interesting, I came in, I was a little bit late this morning, came in feeling quite hyper and pretty good at the whole thing. Met Ed, he's sitting there, doesn't do much the whole show, which is fantastic. He sits here, smiles a lot, really nice guy. Coming to Tony, comes in, he's talking, he's got it stuck, he's got papers everywhere. He's just pulling out bits and pieces, he's shoving in the face. Talking about Family Feud, talking about topics. Break down the announcement. We did the announcement, Brady, lots of production, lots of sound coming in, production. All funny. Talkback Mountain was good. Talkback Mountain was off there. And then Greg Six was just hauling more papers, bits of papers coming at me. Stuff and stuff. Talky talk. I'll finish.
Very well done. Thank you, Peter Rose Thorn. And hey, we'll be back tomorrow. We will be back with Tom Gleisner. And it's all thanks to Census. 1, 2, 3, 4.